So, babe,
what's up?
Have you noticed that over these past 18 years, sometimes we may often feel like we need to look outside of our home for different resources?
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. And over the years, we have found out that many of the gifts and talents or resources that we needed, we already had.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And so the name of this episode is It's Already in Your House. You ready to get into it?
Yes, this is going to be good.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ebony.
And I'm Oshi.
And we're the Hardmans. Okay, so we didn't know each other when we married 18 years ago.
Yeah, we only dated for 2 months.
Now, we've been trying to figure this thing out since then and think we are pretty much certified crazy.
Yeah, also throw in 4 kids, 3 of which are teenagers, to add to our craziness.
Yeah, they really took us over the edge.
We created this podcast to break the social norms of what you think love, marriage, relationship, and parenting are. We discuss topics no one want to tell you about marriage and give truth to real life situations we experience every day.
So with Pillow Combos Podcast, you will find a recipe of old school values with a mixture of new school flavor, chopped with uncut truth and raw fun, which is then garnished with Madea parenting that will still whoop that tail, whoop that tail. That's what I was gonna say.
Pillow Convos starts now.
Okay, babe.
Yeah.
So when you say it's already in your house, that can mean a plethora of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, let's take, for instance, this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Pillow Convos.
Yes. Pillow Convos.
Yeah.
We wanted to initially rent a studio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Rent equipment.
Studio time,
yes,
all that stuff.
Lights,
yeah.
Editing,
everything.
All of that. And then that was going to be pricey.
Yes, it was.
And we were going to pay for that.
But
then when we just really assessed and just sat back.
And look at our own skills and capabilities.
Skills, capabilities, and then what we have within the four walls
of our own home. Exactly.
That God has blessed us with.
Yep.
Then the wheels started turning.
Yep.
We were like, wait a minute. We can do this. Yes. And mm-hmm. So that seems to be a pattern.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
our life.
Yeah. And what happens is, I think once we do a full assessment of all of the resources that we have currently in our own house, but looking at, we do an evaluation of cost, mm-hmm. of our own intellect,
yes.
our own ability to do research,
right,
to figure out some things. And that helps us out a whole lot.
And then it also surprises yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, wow, I could really do this.
We can make it work.
And then what's the worst thing that happened?
Hey, you fail and you figure out, hey, that's something that, you know what? And here's something about success. Most successes don't take place until after failure.
That's true.
Because it gives you the opportunity to learn from something. Now, there's a book. Y'all know I love reading books.
Okay.
And there's a book by John Maxwell called You Win Some. And you learn some.
You don't lose. Okay.
Yeah. And I always think about, you know, these opportunities that we have to actually grow from the failure of mistakes. And the reason why many people will not make it to a successful place is because they are afraid to fail.
I think that's good. And it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. You could be married. You could be single.
Yeah. Life is trial and error.
Yeah, it really is. And I think we started realizing the things that we have in our house when it came to finances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we wanted to get on a budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were thinking, okay, you either can make more money or you can cut back on your spending.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, I know for some of our, like for our finances, we were like, wait a minute, if we cut back on these, if we stop spending in these areas,
yeah,
then it's like we're making more money.
We're making more money. Yeah. Right. And the resources that we already have, they're already in the house. You just got to figure out and make some adjustments to see where you can add to your own income that you're already bringing into the house, right, by cutting back on some things. Some things that I think that are really unnecessary.
Okay. So how does a person get to that point to come to the realization that you have the tools within yourself or within your actual household? How does a person come to that realization that they can do it?
I would think it's like this. I think a person, first of all, has to get tired.
Tired of being sick and tired.
Okay. And so in that moment, when you are at that place where you're like, man, I'm tired, there has to be some change. Really, that's the beginning stages of your now elevation, of your moving forward, of your growth and progression. Because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired is the place where you need to be to really start assessing and making new decisions about where you want to go, because you cannot make the same decisions, mm-hmm, that you were making previously and expect that you are going to get to where you need to go. As they say, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result.
Right.
So,
right,
with that, when you get to that place of feeling like, man, I'm at rock bottom, or I'm just at my tolerance level, now that is the place where you can start the growth and the development process of beginning to become better.
And I also think too, because I try to do this with our church, with our children, with rearing our girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can enable them. Yes. And I'm probably the one biggest that enabler them the most. Okay, because, you know, I'm just the mom, and yeah, those are my girls.
Yeah.
But I realize if I cut back in spending,
mm-hmm,
then it forces them to then have to figure out another way.
Exactly.
If they're not going to pay for it.
Exactly.
To get it done.
Yeah.
Or let's just say, I'll give you two examples.
Yeah.
Like one for hair.
Mm, oh, Lord.
Okay. Yeah. Four girls, and a wife
yeah, in the house.
With hair.
With hair.
Right.
So, that's a car payment or more, almost a mini mortgage payment.
So just going to the hairdresser every 2 weeks,
yeah,
and all that, they were getting used to that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wait a minute, you know, they need to learn how to wash their own hair.
Exactly.
And they need to understand how to like care for it.
We have a full-fledged beauty salon sink in our basement.
Right, we do. And we made that little area for,
yes,
them.
Exactly.
Right. So I said they need to utilize it.
Yes.
And so cutting back really just on that with hair, it forced them to find right products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said I'll get the products for you.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then for them to start something that simple.
Something that simple.
Them to start caring for and washing their own hair.
Yeah.
Then it progressed to, let's say, okay, so the girls, they're athletic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some dancers and we have volleyball.
Volleyball, yeah.
Right. So they're telling me, Mom, we need a gym membership. Okay. We, you know, coach said, you know, we have to work out and,
yeah,
and all of that.
Yeah.
And we need to go to the gym.
Yeah. But you in high school too.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
why do you need a gym membership, yeah, in high school?
Exactly, right? Yeah. First of all, high school has a gym.
High school has,
right,
a gym.
But then if you're not, like, the girls aren't in dance, or mm-hmm, aren't in dance at the school.
At the school, outside, yeah, of the school, right? Outside.
But volleyball, yeah. So I said, wait a minute, hold on. You talking to an old school mama.
Old school mama.
Old school mama that was a collegiate athlete.
Athlete, or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
And then on top of that, I know how, and then you, their father, country, okay, you know how to work out without going to the gym. With utilizing the tools
that are in your house.
So they asked, all right, Mom, how do we get our leg strength? How do we get our quads, hamstrings, all of that, yeah. Right? I said, okay, running up them stairs.
There you go.
Like, what are you talking about? I said, okay, well, you have those leg weights.
Leg weights, yeah.
Right? And just walk around the house, run up the stairs. Yep. Everywhere you go, just have those weights on your ankles. Run up and down the stairs. We have enough stairs
to do that.
Like, most Mama, definitely. That's a lot. Okay, well, you either want to get
what you want to do. Yes. Do you want the results?
Yeah, because I'm not paying for a gym membership.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then run around the neighborhood. Get
the cardio.
You know, yeah. You can walk. You can run.
Yep.
You know, and then I said, do you want to know some more? Because I got some more things you
can
do.
Come on, let's keep it going.
You know, and so. That's just a small example of utilizing the tools and resources that you have. And if you start at home and you start realizing that can last a lifetime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And be willing to do the work yourself. I mean, a lot of times we want advice, we want coaches, we want all of these people that can help us from an outside standpoint that we think that they have the expertise. And granted, there are some things that you can get from them. And I'm not knocking any coach. Right. I'm not going to knock any life coach or any motivational speaker or anything like that. However, at some times, you have all of the tools, point, case in point. I'm gonna say this now, because coaches and stuff, they cost money.
Right. They do.
They cost a lot of money. And you're paying such and such
for their expertise,
for expertise.
Right.
How about start investing in yourself?
Mm-hmm. Expound on that.
All right. So investing in yourself means that there are so many topics that can be beneficial to your life in an area. Say like you want to lose weight, or say like you want to, you want to get a degree, or you want to grow, or whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you realize you don't have the necessary skills or the necessary intellect to do it at this particular point.
Okay.
But instead of paying somebody else, how about investing yourself? Pay yourself. Invest in books.
Right.
Invest in doing research your own. Even invest in going back to college.
Right. Exactly.
Invest in doing those things, because what will happen is you will begin to see that your level of personal development, growth, progression that will happen in your life, you'll begin to see those resources innately on the inside of you.
Exactly. I think that is so profound how you said that, because knowledge is power.
Yeah.
That is one thing no one can take away from
one.
That's
no
why,
one.
Like, even with in slavery and in like segregation, and they didn't want us to read.
No, they didn't want us to read. They didn't want us to get any information because as soon as we got that information,
as soon as you get the knowledge, then you empower yourself. And then the wheels start turning.
Yeah.
Those brain cells start working.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then the sky is the limit. And so I like that when you say invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Reading.
Reading is
paramount.
Yes.
It really is. And so, and then also too, I think a lot of people don't realize what reading does. It gives you new ideas.
Like, oh my goodness.
You can read and see someone else going through something, or see someone else experiencing something, and then it starts piquing your interest.
Yeah.
Well, can I do that?
Is there an opportunity, a possibility?
Right.
Can I
tap into my gifts, my interests, it just starts to open up new avenues in your mind. and you can't help but want to move forward.
Yeah.
And that's just simply picking up a book, you know, reading, or like you're saying, going back to school.
Yeah.
To get a degree, getting a certification in something.
Yeah.
So I think that's important.
I was looking at an article. I read an article of, I think it was an older lady. She was a janitor at Savannah State University.
Okay.
And so she was a single mom. She had a daughter. Her daughter was going to school. And she said, you know what? I'm going to go to school too. And so she went to school. Okay. And I think she went, I think her degree was going to be in social work.
Okay.
She ends up getting her undergrad around the same time that her daughter graduates, where her undergrad, and then they just, she didn't stop. They just, I think it was something, she just got her master's in social work, and she's loving the field of where she is now.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Who made that decision? It wasn't until she made it up in her own mind. That's that good. This was what she wanted to accomplish, and she did it, you know. And so you have what it takes. Just be willing to say, I'm going to do it. I don't know which way to go. Let me just say, I don't know which way to go, but you can say that. But Here's another thing you can say. When you begin to start making those moves, this is what I know about what God does.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to come from the spiritual perspective. The scripture also says we perish for a lack of knowledge, right?
Right.
But when you begin to make it up in your mind that you want to accomplish something different, knowing that it's all in your house, it's all in your head, it's where your perspective is, what you think about yourself. When you begin to start making those decisions to move in the direction that you want to go, God will begin to open up the doors, the resources, people will begin to come into view that you never would have crossed paths with them until you started making it up in your mind that this is the area you wanted to go in.
That's true.
And that begins to spark. It begins to spark and open up the doors, but it starts with you.
Yeah.
It starts with us.
That's true.
Whatever decision that we choose to make, whatever path that we want to go in, we can accomplish it. Nothing can stop us from accomplishing it except ourselves.
And it's putting the work in.
Putting the work in. Yeah. There, you cannot, what they said, the only place success is before work is in the dictionary.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's true.
So the only way you're going to get to the place of being successful is you're going to have to put in the work. When you put in the work and you begin to invest in yourself and realize that there are many resources that are around you where you can get to where you need to go. But you have to really make it up in your mind that this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. And are the resources in my house? Can I invest in myself? Are there other people that are in my house that can also hold me accountable when I say I need to do what I need to do? And they would push you. They would be motivators. They would be also people to help guide you and be a support system for you as you are trying to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
See, I like that. Because it's more so, I know the title of this podcast today is It's Already in Your House. We're also saying your physical house, like what you live in, but also your body.
Your body. It's in your mind.
Your mind, mm-hmm. You know, your house that you reside in, you know, your body.
Yes.
So I remember, my grandmother, who's 99 right now.
Yeah.
And she and my grandpa, they moved from South Carolina to St. Petersburg, Florida. And they started working. They built a house. And they then opened the house to family.
Yeah.
Family would come in from... They would move in from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. they would start then working, saving up their money.
Yeah.
And then eventually move out to get their own house. And it was like an assembly line, you know, yeah. Then another set of family yeah. would come. And, you know, that's how they migrated to St. Petersburg, Florida. And it just goes to show how you can have the support of your family. And if you like work together,
yeah.
you can accomplish. I think you can accomplish more yes. together than yeah. you can apart.
Of course. Most definitely.
Right.
But it started with their vision. They had a vision right. of leaving where they were uh-huh. and going to a new horizon.
They were uncomfortable. You know, you have to get out of your comfort yeah. zone. They moved to a new city, didn't know anyone there.
Yep.
It was just them. And, it initially when they moved there, they didn't have a house, but they had to get their stuff together.
Yeah.
So, and then they had children, my mom.
But just think of that legacy.
Yes.
Think of that legacy that is built.
Right.
And you see the byproduct of just someone having a vision, someone wanting to accomplish something different from where they were. Mm-hmm. And you see all of the ramifications, all of the results, that all of the legacy that is built as a result of just two individuals
right,
saying,
right.
"We want to leave South Carolina and go to a new place."
Right.
You know.
And they did it.
Yeah. So it starts in your mind.
Right.
When you conceive a thought and you're thinking, man, this is something, I don't know which way I'm going to go, but I want to accomplish something. And this is something that can help me grow to be the best I possibly can. And even if you don't know how the outcome is going to be, I'm pretty sure there were a lot of failures yeah. along the way.
Yeah, there was.
There were a lot of doors that were closed, mm-hmm. but there were also a lot of doors that were open.
Right.
And you cannot look at the glass half empty. You have to look at the glass half full. Right. When you're thinking about something, don't always think about the negative. See how you can now. And guess what? What happens to I'm loving this because what happens to you is there will be opportunities where it gives you the ability to think outside of the box.
Right.
There is you sometimes coloring in the lines are more limitations on you than you figuring how to color outside of the lines
right.
in order to still get you to your place of destination.
But we've always been told you have yeah. to stay within the lines.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's not a pretty picture.
Yeah.
You've messed it up. You have to stay within the lines.
It's not about how pretty the picture is. It's about, do you know what you're looking at?
That's true.
And did that picture get you to the place and destination that you needed to get to?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very creative, and I think we are.
Right.
But a lot of times we suppress the creativity that is on the inside of us. Why? Because of fear, because of even sometimes the opinions and thoughts of other people who think that you can't do it. And I'm gonna use this prime example.
Okay.
There was I had a friend of mine. I was 12. I think I might have been 11 or 12,
mm-hmm.
I was at the pool.
Oh, Lord.
I was at the pool, and someone dared me to jump off the diving board in 12 feet.
Did you know how to swim, babe?
My dad just taught me how to doggy paddle.
Okay.
Now, I jumped off the diving board, doggy paddling, middle ways from the center of the pool where the 12 feet was to the edge.
Okay.
And I'm doggy paddling and I'm progressing.
Okay.
I'm moving towards the edge. Then there was a little boy who walked up and he looked at me and he said, "You can't swim." And I let
what he said
cause me to panic.
Aww.
And therefore, the lifeguard had to jump in and get me. But all before, I was doing what I was doing. Doggy paddle might not look pretty, but it was progress.
Right.
It was getting me to my point of destination. And things in life may not always look pretty, But as long as you're making progress, that's all that matters. And if it's not as pretty as it should look for somebody else,
right,
you continue to operate in what you're doing and make that progress you need to make. Don't let the opinions or the thought. He said, you can't swim. But his thought of me swimming was what was in his mind
of how you should be
of
swimming.
How he should how I should be swimming.
Right.
But I was swimming.
Right. You were doggy paddling. Yeah, you were staying afloat.
And I was staying afloat.
Right.
And I was moving towards the edge till I can get out of the pool. So that also too, do not let other people who think you should be doing what they think you should be doing stop you from doing what you should be doing.
That's good.
And that becomes a part. Always have some level of self-reliance, self-esteem, and believe in yourself that it can get accomplished.
Sometimes you have to be your own cheerleader.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you
most
you,
times.
Yeah, most times you do. And it's sometimes you're cheering for yourself inwardly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And outwardly, because yeah. sometimes you can have people cheering for you outwardly, but you're still not feeling it.
No.
So you have to internally cheer for yourself to find that inner strength to accomplish what you want to accomplish or need to accomplish. I know we were talking about it's already in your house. One good thing, even though technology has it's good. It's good points, or it's a blessing. It can sometimes be a curse as well. But I like about technology is, you know, you can Google anything.
Yeah.
And then they have all these YouTube videos.
Google and YouTube are your best friend a lot of times.
Oh my goodness. It just, so with the girls, with, you know, we've paid for tutors and stuff before. Yeah. And the good thing about having four girls is since they're all kind of like stair steppers, they can help each other with homework,
mm-hmm.
because they just went through like the previous girl just went through like the new way to do math and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we use tutoring as the last resort. Far as paying for tutoring. So the first step is, okay, ask your sister.
Ask your sister.
Ask your sister.
That's our favorite phrase.
It's goodness. It's like a song. Don't you come up to us and ask your sister. Because the way I add and do stuff is totally different from the way that they're
teaching. We don't know all that, those new methods of doing
it. Yeah, the new methods of just. So, okay. So then if they come back and say, well, I asked my sister. Well, ask another one. You know, you mm-hmm. got three of them,
you got
them,
three
right?
of them. You got three options. Especially for the youngest one.
Exactly. You have three options.
Three older options.
So then, too, but for the older ones, it's, hey, ask your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all always texting.
Always.
And, you know, always. Talking, FaceTiming and stuff like that. And they're in your class. Get study groups. Remember what we used to do back mm-hmm. in the day? Study groups. Okay. That doesn't help. Then you have tutors at the school, you know, teachers tutor.
That
school
can help.
Provides
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that doesn't help, if you try that, okay, we will YouTube something. Okay. To help out with that. But if you've gone through all those different avenues, it's still, you need help. Okay. Now I'll we'll pay take for you. It.
Yeah.
Because the first thing that I want to do, I need a tutor, you know, but. Mm-mm. We're about to use the resources.
We use the resources that are already within.
House.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
We use that. We use this philosophy in everything.
Pretty much.
Everything. Even with the finances. I know we talk about just the saving money, but then just like, okay. I know for me with dressing and outfits and things like that, I might have worn an outfit. One way.
Yeah.
Switch that thing up. And then it can look brand new.
Brand new.
You know, switch up a purse or some.
That's it.
The
some
shoes.
Accessories you already may have.
Yeah.
That you
never
combined together. Yeah.
Exactly. So you just have to look, think. It can be the smallest thing. Even with, you might have worn an outfit to one place, but everybody didn't see you in that.
Yeah.
You know, you can wear it again.
Yeah.
You can wear it multiple times. It's just little things like that we just use what God has already blessed us with.
Yeah, and a lot of times in society, Satiety will make you feel, if you really follow society's rules, mm-hmm. you'll go crazy.
Oh my God. It's forever crazy. It's
forever changing. Yeah.
And then it's just so, it's unrealistic.
Unrealistic.
Who can keep up?
Trying to keep up with the standards of what society says will make you lose your mind.
Literally. We used to say back in the day, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. But now, the Joneses can't even keep up with the social media.
The social media. And that's, you know, you have to also, too, we know Google is good. And we know, you know, YouTube is good for doing things. And those technologies are amoral. So right. They're neither bad nor good.
I got
it. It's only depending on the person who's utilizing those
good
tools.
Good point.
But I think, too, there are so many ways where you can begin to learn and help build yourself up. Mm-hmm. Build yourself up. I wish we had some of the tools that some of our, you know, our kids and stuff they have now.
Right.
You know, they have so much technology afforded to them to be able to help improve themselves. And so, you know, we need to be able to utilize those things for our advantage, for our benefit, so that we can grow. But yeah, I mean, I'm like, you know, I feel like this season in life, there is no excuse for you not to get better.
I agree. It's time is something that you can't ever get back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've said in the past, they're not making any more new land. No. Right. And
you're not getting any more new time.
You can't. Every second you get older.
Yeah.
You can't add any more time to your life. So it is what it is. And so you have to make the best of it and not waste it.
No. You cannot waste time. However, you can also redeem time. Now, let me just talk about that. So wasting time means that you're not being productive.
Correct.
Wasting time means that, you know, I was having a conversation yesterday, and the conversation came on somebody said when they say they're just chilling, I think my sister said it, when you're just chilling, mm-hmm. she sees that as a negative connotation because you're not doing anything. You're not being productive. Chilling is just chilling. But then I said, there's also, unless it's rest. Yeah, rest is totally different.
You need it. You're to relax.
Rest is restorative. Right. And that's what one of the other pastor who said, who's there, he said, yeah, rest is restorative so that you can be constructive.
Right.
You know, productive. So productive. Mm-hmm. So I think at times we also we can't be busy doing a whole bunch of stuff and not processing or progressing or even taking the time to rest so that you can build yourself back up to be productive in a better way. So there are so many ways to build up your house on the inside.
Right.
So that you can utilize the resources that are in your house on the inside and be productive on the outside.
That's good.
But you got to be willing to take the necessary steps to become better. You can assess yourself better. Mm-hmm. Self-awareness is very important, too.
Okay.
Self-awareness means that you have a good view of your strengths and your weaknesses. You're able to look at yourself and know there are some areas where I'm going to need some help, and then there's some areas where I can also improve, but I can motivate myself to do, and I already have what I need in order to accomplish these things. But you have to be self-aware.
But that takes of who being you are. That takes being honest.
Honest, boy.
Like 100% honest, because we can fool ourselves.
Yes, we can.
And say we have self-awareness, but we lying.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we lying. Yeah. You know you're not like that.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about when you said that?
What?
You know how people think they sound good in the shower?
When they be singing. Or at church.
Or at church or wherever they are.
And then people egg them on. Saying
like they really singing good. And they really, you know.
You have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, you got to be honest. Yeah.
And if you're not good at something,
Okay. Admit it. Work on it.
Yeah. Maybe that's just not your calling.
And that could not be your calling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Sometimes people are not good with money. Right. And they have to realize, hey, I'm not good with money. Maybe I need to have someone to help me get these things, my finances in order. That is being honest.
That is being honest.
If you always got more month at the end of your money, that's not good. Mm-hmm. But now we understand also other circumstances that may, you know, put you in those states. But we're talking about when you're trying to do something productive and grow for yourself, most of the time, the resources are already within you.
I agree. And I think there's also a time, I know you were talking about, you know, the chilling and the relaxing and the restorative and all that. You do mm-hmm. need to take the time to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
And
enjoy the journey.
And I think, too, when you utilize the resources that you already had, you enjoy it even more because it's something that you worked hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you see the fruits of your labor.
You see the fruits of your labor, and it's like kind of like innovative, and yeah. it's kind of like, you know, you accomplished this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's so rewarding. Yeah. That's yeah. the reward yeah. in itself.
Yeah, it's a great feeling mm-hmm. to see your accomplishments. You know that you've been able to progress. You've been able to grow. You've been able to see the results of the hard work and the time and the energy and the sweat equity that you put into these things. And that's very good. And celebrate those wins.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate those accomplishments. Celebrate them along the journey. Don't wait till you get to the end result, because you would not have celebrated all the way through those things. Even those small accomplishments. Hey, you know, I was supposed to run a mile a day. I only ran a half a mile.
Oh, you know, that's a hard one for me. And
if I ran a half a mile, that's still an accomplishment. That's mm-hmm. something more than you did prior than what you would if you had not done it, you know.
I
think about that, too. You know, there's another book by James Clear. The mm-hmm. book is called Atomic Habits.
Oh, I thought you was about to say atomic dog.
Well, you know.
You know.
Anything atomic, you automatically get George Clinton in your mind. But anyway.
Okay.
But it's called Atomic Habits.
Okay.
And it talks about incremental changes that you make can make great differences over time.
Over time. Right.
Over time. That's the key. It might seem very incremental mm-hmm. in the first change that you make. But if you make those incremental changes and your habits begin to change over time, those changes can be so, so substantial in the end result over the period of time. But then here's the thing. Also, too, you know, you don't have to change a lot
mm-hmm.
to get a big result. You can change small, minute things. That right. can, over a period of time, that can be great transformations for your life.
And then even the small changes might be small to others, but it could be big to you because
yeah.
you see
the change. You see
made the progression.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
You see the benefits of the change that you made. It could be getting up 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah. And being more refreshed when you get
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know,
going to bed 10 minutes early or 30 minutes early could do. Just think about that. 30 minutes earlier over a week's time.
Right. Right.
That can be beneficial for right. your whole entire week.
So, okay, I know you didn't agree with this method of what I'm doing with the girls, but there's a method to the madness. So, you know, I pay our girls to read books. And you thought that was like the craziest thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you still think it's the craziest
that's
thing.
That's a part of the calling, but, you know.
Yes, yeah, part of the, and so,
It's your money, so I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I know, because I couldn't be taking your
no,
money.
No, you would not be taking my money to pay them. No.
I know. Mm-hmm. But that's something that I wish I would have done early on.
Mm-hmm.
Reading, like we were saying, okay, knowledge mm-hmm. is power and all mm-hmm. that stuff like that. But it also has other benefits too.
Yeah.
It opens your mind to things. It helps you to now collect your thoughts better, write better,
mm-hmm. Articulate yourself
yes,
better.
Yes, communicate. Yeah. It has all these different areas. And then like just get an understanding. I mean, they're all in school, right?
Yeah.
Just to get a better understanding of the coursework.
Mm-hmm.
So how I do this with our girls is if they read a book, and it has to be like a thick book, paragraphs, like you
chapters.
Know, chapter, yes, I mean, that's yeah. what I meant. Chapters, multiple chapters. Yeah. Like they're like 200, 300 pages.
Yeah.
And for the younger girls, maybe about like 150 to 200 pages, or yeah. whatever. And so they get a free meal. Mm-hmm. They have a free meal of their choice, right?
Yeah.
But some of them are taking advantage of it, right? Okay, they're wanting these expensive, elaborate meals,
yeah.
right? So I was thinking, hey, it'll just be like Chick-fil-A or something like that. But I realized something,
yeah.
I didn't set any parameters yeah. with that, right?
That's all you, baby.
That was on me. But they're reading more. So
yes.
The end result is I'm getting the result, and I'm seeing them communicate better.
Better. Yeah.
And still getting good grades.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just got to put a limit on how much I spend on the meal.
A cap.
Yeah, I have to put a cap on it. But hey, I was just being creative.
Let me tell you what's funny about that too. This is just a side comment. Sometimes they be trying to redeem what you told them through me.
Okay, what you mean?
In other words, they'll come to me and say, "Hey, I just read my book." I said, "What that got to do with me?" That's you and your mama's agreement. That wasn't the agreement I made. But they be trying to redeem meals from me because of the agreement that you made with them.
So they want you to get them a meal.
They want me to get them a meal. And I'm like, hey, that was you and your mama's. Wait till you get with your mama again and then y'all can do that. That ain't gonna happen. But anyway, but I do applaud them.
Okay.
And I do sometimes I'll give in and I'll say, okay, I appreciate your progress. And I'm gonna celebrate with you.
Okay.
You know, the success of getting through another book.
But you know, they don't tell me about
no,
that.
So what they'll do is they'll try to utilize both right. sides
so
to get
two
yeah.
meals.
Sometimes. Nah, not all the time. I'll okay. be like, hey, check with your mama.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but I think this was good, babe.
Yeah,
was good. Our topic again.
It's already in your house.
And how we say that, we mean like using the tools and gifts that are within yourself,
mm-hmm.
like your mind, body, soul, spirit,
all of those things.
And then yeah. also, you have some tools in your own house, like physical.
I'm gonna just say this last thing. Your cell phone is a mini computer.
Oh my
most
God.
It's a smartphone.
Yes.
Most people got smartphones.
Most do have smartphones.
Most people have smartphones.
You're right about that.
So your phone can be a resource for your own
you can
personal
run a business
growth and
from
development.
Your home.
Yep. So we have to be very cognizant of the tools and resources that we already have in our possession that we may not be utilizing to the best of its ability.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
but
true.
It's already in your house.
And you just have
tap
to
tap into it.
And you just have to believe.
Believe.
Believe and work.
Believe and work.
Work that thing.
Work.
Faith
work
without
it
works is dead.
It's dead.
But work
yep.
that thing. Believe it and just hey,
keep
put
grinding.
The pedal to the metal.
Yep. Keep grinding. And it will, it may take some time.
It will.
But you will see the progress.
You'll see little steps.
And when you see the progress, celebrate the wins. Learn from the losses.
Right.
But celebrate and learn from everything that you go through because they will be beneficial for your ultimate destination and goal. Right?
That's good.
All right.
This is good.
This was good. So until next time. This is Pillow Convos, and we'll see you. Peace.
Bye.